about a place in the mountains where water falls along?
That's a waterfall or a cliff.
Or say a place where ships anchor and unload their freight. What do you call that thing that they unload the freight on to?
A wharf.
That's a wharf?
Yeah.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Well, no, not as I speak of, only the waterfront or something. Now, when Papa's half brother went to South America, they didn't have no ship landing, no wharfs in, and their boat had to stop way out in the ocean, the big boats, and they'd take the produce or the cargo from little boats out to it.
What about most of the roads out here? What are they made of? You know, the surface?
Well, they were just a natural surface. And of course, then if there was low land or no enough of rock, they'd have to haul gravel in there. And then they got to using this year, after got to using gravel, they got to using this asphalt. And so now some of them are using pavement, concrete. And of course, Hot Springs were the first paved streets we had here was paved out of wooden blocks. But they were so slick, a horse had fallen, a lot of horses fell and broke their legs on there because them blocks was creosoted and made them slick. And then they taken up them blocks and put down brick. And then they changed from the brick to concrete, and then the asphalt come was cheaper than the concrete. But the concrete outlasted all.
Do you ever see any old dirt roads around anymore?
Oh yeah. But they round through these mountains, a national forest, there's enough of gravel into them there. It's a dirt road, but still it's a gravel top, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you were out in the country somewhere, a little road that goes off a main road, what would you call that?
Well, that's there. Some call them farm roads, and some call them the really thing. When I went, call them a settlement road.
Well, what about maybe a road that goes off the main road up to a farmer's house? Would you call that anything different?
That's a private road.
Private road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about say a place that's been worn out by cattle going in or going up from the pasture? You know, what would you call that? You know, the place that they walk along and they've worn out a place.
Well, they call them a trail or a path. I've seen lots of them, of course, down in, you've read of them in Texas and Oklahoma. They'd finally cut down the trail a bit so deep they'd have to make a new trail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's regular cattle trail or cattle path.
Well, what about, in town or in residential areas? Sometimes there's a strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, lots of it.
Is that called anything around here?
Well, I'm just trying to think now what to call it, but I know used to there was an awful lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just nearly everybody had it.
You know what they call that in my part of the country?
Mm-hmm.
Call it a tree lawn.
Well, I never heard it called that.
I never heard it called a tree
lawn?
No,
I never did.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as I say, the only time, you say you was from Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
But the only time I was in Alabama was when I crossed the... going to Pensacola, Florida, we went through Mobile and on across Alabama into Florida.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if you were walking out in the country and you saw some crows getting after farmers' corn, you might reach down and pick up
rock or gravel or stone? Yeah. Well, it could be called either rock or gravel or a stone.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say you'd do what? You'd
throw it. Mm-hmm. Throw it at him. Or pitch it at him.
Pitch it at him.
Which you generally say throw it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard